This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Total elapsed time for the trading session in Shanghai on this Thursday, 14 minutes. That's how long it took for traders to decide they didn't like what the Bank of China was doing with the currency, the yuan, pushing it down, making it cheaper, trying to boost the slowing Chinese economy. Traders read between the lines, as they always do. Circuit breakers were tripped, and by 10 in the morning, Shanghai time, the main stock index there was off 7%. Trading had been called for the day. So we got our man in Shanghai, Rob Schmitz, on the line to get some all-important context on this whole thing. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Kai.
Rob, you and I have talked before about the confidence that people in China have about the grasp that the People's Bank of China and the government have on the economy over there and what's going on. I imagine this whole thing today did nothing to fix that.
No, it didn't. But, you know, when you look at China's real economy, you know, it could be a different type of thing. You know, China's stock market is more of a theater performance. And lately, it's been sort of a confusing, bumbling show because nobody seems to be directing it. But when you peel back the layers and you go beyond the stock market, or China's even half-baked GDP figures, and you look at the real situation on the ground, it's a little more complicated. You know, in the cities like Shanghai and Beijing, everything appears to be normal. But out in the provinces where most of China lives and works, you know, there are some problems brewing. You know, I spoke to Peking University economist Christopher Balding about what he looks at when he runs a diagnostic check on China's economy, and here's what he told me.
I look at things like non-performing loans, okay? If you think of like the mortgage-backed securities in the United States that triggered the subprime crisis and all of those bad loans, China has enormous amounts of bad loans that they just aren't dealing with.
So basically what he's talking about here is a situation you've got in most of the country. You've got developers or companies taking out loans to buy assets like real estate, and those assets are used to get additional loans. So you've got loans on top of loans on top of loans. And if one of those loans goes bad, you've suddenly got a domino effect. And then you've got failed banks and you know, you sort of know the rest. And it's lack of investor confidence from this week's crashing stock market is not going to help the situation at all. So it's already shaping up to be a tough year for China's economy.
Get me down on the streets, though, Rob. When you and the family go out to dinner or when you stop by to shop someplace on your way home from the bureau, what are people talking about? What's on their minds?
I think most people are pretty much sheltered from what's going on in the stock market in China. You know, most Chinese aren't involved in the stock market. Not many people have shares. And so right. I think when you go out and I talk to my Chinese friends, you know, they're talking about it, but they're not talking about it in a sense that it could hurt them. Like, you know, when Americans talk about a stock market crash, you know, we're all invested in our stock market. So that's a big hit to everyone, right? It could be a hit to our pensions and you know, our own wealth. But for Chinese, I think that they're just seeing it as more or less a theater performance. And I think that what they're worried about is are other things. You know, they're worried about, you know, the entire economy, the real economy sort of imploding. And that's something that they seem to be more interested in talking about.
I don't want to do too much forecasting here, Rob, but tomorrow morning when the Bank of China fixes the exchange rate on the yuan, give me a guess. What's going to happen?
Tomorrow, I would assume that China is going to prop up the market tomorrow. It's probably going to look normal. But believe me, behind the scenes, it is anything but normal.
Rob Schmitz in Shanghai for us, talking about the chaos in the Chinese markets the past couple of days. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks a lot, Kai.